Across the Woking Borough, this is Radio Woking.
John Andrews here on The Breakfast Show from Radio Woking till 9 o'clock. It's now 26 minutes away from 9. So the new Egham Singers Spring Concert is here on Saturday, 7.30, St Paul's Church, Church Road in Addlestone. We have all the box office details to hand. Give them out in a bit, so stay tuned for that. But let's find out more about what this concert is all about, a bit about the new Egham Singers, as we chat to their musical director, David Evans, on the programme this morning. Good morning, David.
Well, good morning, John.
Good morning.
Perhaps I could start by just correcting you. I'm the chairman of the choir, not the musical director.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I was close. Okay.
He'd
chairman.
He'd be very upset if he thought I was taking his job.
Right. Okay. The chairman. Yes. Okay. So the new Egham Singers, then, your concert coming to Addlestone this Saturday. So what can we expect from the concert?
Well, all our concerts are a mixture of pop songs, classical, the odd classical one, songs from the shows, a few traditional folk songs and other traditional songs.
Yeah.
Some to challenge us, some a bit easier so we can get our heads around them a bit quicker. Mostly suggested by our members and then put into a programme by our musical director, Guy Bunce, that gives a balance to the programme and has something to challenge us. And something that we can get our head around easily.
Okay, and how long does it take to prepare for one of your concerts?
We generally have about 13 rehearsals before a concert. So we roughly run on school terms, and we have a concert at the end of each school term. And each one is about 13 weeks of rehearsal.
Okay, and so that's gives people time to say get their head around the various songs, and I suppose have a discussion of what they want to include in each concert.
We try and pick our songs for the year each October, so the songs for the following year to sort those out.
Okay.
We have a request list which is open to members all the time to add songs they'd like to sing, and to encourage other members to support their nominations.
I bet you get some...
The more votes you get, the more chance you've got of being...
I like it. A good vote. I bet you get some... Do you get some weird and wonderful suggestions coming through?
We do. They don't always get so much support as otherwise.
No, okay. You're relatively new group, formed in 2009. 120 members, I believe, currently. So how did it all sort of start out back in 2009 for you guys?
Well, strangely enough, it really started in 2008.
Oh, right, okay.
With a learn to sing course. A man who had once been a chairman of an organisation called Making Music left money in his will for the furtherance of singing. And an organisation called Making Music were asked to spend this money wisely to get more people singing. They ran, under the auspices of Egham and District Choral Society, a learn to sing course in Egham, expecting maybe 20 or 30 people to turn up, and 200 people signed up for the course.
Wow. I bet they weren't expecting that, were they?
By the end of the six-week course, there was only about 140 left, but that was still quite a number. One or two of them joined Egham and District Choral Society for the end of their Christmas term, and... some stayed, but most of them felt that it wasn't the sort of music they wanted to sing. So out of the 140 that finished the Learn to Sing course, only a handful joined Egham and District Choral Society, which focuses more on what you might call more classical choral works.
Mm.
So the society decided that maybe they should have a second choir, a choir that sang more popular music.
Okay, so
and New Egham Singers was formed.
I was going to say, a member of the Egham and District Choral Society, so there's the two choirs in Egham. You've got the traditional choir, and then you've got yourself, so I suppose more, less formal, would that be fair to say, or?
Well, less formal. I mean, our motto is good songs, good times, good causes, so we're only doing it for fun.
Okay.
And we take anybody without, no auditions, no need to be a great singer, no need to be able to read music. we gradually people gradually seem to pick up a degree of musical ability to read the music.
But, okay.
It seemed designed to be fun and enjoyable.
And some of it's open to all ages and all backgrounds.
Yeah, we have members in their 20s, members in their 80s, and a whole range in between.
Wonderful. So, I mean, in terms of, you know, I'm guessing you do lots of social stuff aside from the singing as well. So the benefits of joining a group like yourselves, you know, singing, you know, that's got to be good for, you know, if you're feeling a little bit down, singing, it's got to lift your spirits, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's a whole load of scientific evidence that says that singing is actually very good for you.
Absolutely.
Fills you with endorphins and makes you feel happy.
There you
Except
go.
When it's really difficult or it's really high or it's really low and it causes frustration.
But, you know, we all like to sort of put our favourite music on and listen to it. So why not go along and sing it as well and get the endorphins running and lift the mood? And I guess your members are going to grow in confidence as well if they're coming along regularly and they're going to meet people and, as you say, learn music. So, definitely a positive, good thing to do, I guess.
Oh, certainly. It's a very sociable atmosphere. So. Oh, it's great fun.
Excellent.
I've never sung before I joined the Meghan Singers.
And why did you join? What was it that made you want to join the group?
I was talked into going to the Learn to Sing course by a friend of mine.
Okay.
I mean, I've sung on rugby coaches and other sorts of occasions when singing was required, but never really done it seriously.
And you haven't looked back since. So would you want to go into kind of like that sort of line of music? Would it be something you look to in the future, or are you happy just staying where you are at the moment with the New York
Singers? No, I'm towards the top end of our age range, and I've given up serious work, and I don't really think my voice is good enough for a solo career, so...
Okay, so we'll put the X Factor and pop Idol on that. Hold. Brilliant, but hey, it's good stuff you do. And you're raising money with your spring concert for the ME Trust.
That's right. We sing all our concerts in aid of a chosen charity. The charities are suggested by the members. We try and focus on charities that operate within the catchment area of our membership.
Mm.
Sometimes they stretch further, but definitely operate within our catchment area.
Okay, so
and we've selected the ME Trust for this one. It's a horrible condition, and sometimes the sufferers don't get the support that they need.
Okay, so all the proceeds from the ticket sales and all that will go to the ME Trust. So it's a different charity for each concert. Is that how it works?
Yeah, we've supported probably in the region of 50 charities since we've been started, and in excess of, approaching £40,000 worth of funds have gone to the charity.
Fantastic. That's a great thing you're doing. So thank you for telling us about the New Egham Singers and the concert. Lots of tickets left, I imagine.
We have some tickets left, yes.
Okay, so...
And they will be available on the door.
Excellent. So that's 7:30 on Saturday, 07858617343 for the box office. And you've got an email as well, nesboxoffice@gmail.com. Tickets £10, £5 for those 15 and under. I know it's going to be a really good experience and a good evening for you. So have fun and lift the roof off the church, so to speak, with the singing.
We'll do our best.
Thank you very much, David, for being on the program.
Thanks, John.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you.